From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama is participating in a town hall discussion with young people in Britain as part of his diplomatic trip to the country. He told them that now is the best time to be alive.
If you could choose one time in history where the chances that you led a fulfilling life were most promising, you'd choose right now.
Also, while in London, Mr. Obama has dived into the debate over the June 23rd referendum in which British voters decide whether to remain in the European Union. Mr. Obama made remarks that boost the position of Prime Minister David Cameron, who's come out in support of remaining in the EU. The remarks, however, have inflamed the so-called Eurosceptics who reject what they say is interference by the U.S. leader in a domestic matter. Authorities in northwestern Bangladesh say several assailants with machetes attacked a university professor in the city of Rajshahi. The 58-year-old English professor was an advisor to several cultural programs. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, and a motive was not immediately known. Police say it was similar to other attacks carried out by Islamist militants. Earlier this month, the United States offered resources and expertise to the Bangladeshi government as Dhaka investigates the latest in a series of murders of secular bloggers in the Muslim-majority country. Demonstrators held a two-day rally and hunger strike outside the White House here in Washington, protesting what they consider to be a lack of U.S. action to stop genocide in the Darfur region. About 100 demonstrators chanted "Stop genocide in Darfur," the protest part of a week of global action opposing genocide there. This is VOA News. More than 170 countries have signed an agreement at the UN aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change. The deal was agreed upon in Paris at the end of last year, but opened for signatures on Friday, which was also Earth Day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says countries need to turn goodwill into action.
We are in a race against time. I urge all countries to move quickly to join the agreement at the national level so that the Paris Agreement can enter into force as early as possible.
The agreement has yet to be ratified in each of the signing countries. The United States is purchasing 32 tons of a key component in the development of atomic weapons from Iran in a bid to help Tehran implement provisions in the landmark nuclear deal. Word of the purchase came ahead of Friday's meeting between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Secretary Kerry spoke with reporters.
We have no objection. I want to make this clear. We have no objection, and we do not stand in the way of foreign banks engaging with Iranian banks and companies, obviously as long as those banks or companies are not on our sanctions list for non-nuclear reasons.
Iran has complained that it has not been getting the sanctions relief that it deserves under the nuclear deal because of restrictions imposed by financial institutions. In Turkey, trial has started for four academics charged with terrorist propaganda after signing a petition. Dorian Jones reports for VOA from Istanbul.
Hundreds of people gathered outside Istanbul's main court for what was described as a festival of justice. The gathering was in support of four academics and two journalists facing terrorism charges. Can Dündar, chief editor of Cumhuriyet, one of Turkey's last remaining mainstream newspapers, critical of the government, and his colleague Erdem Gül face 30 years in jail. Prosecutors accuse the journalists of espionage and working with a terrorist organization for a report in which they allege the Turkish government smuggled arms to Syrian rebels. Turkey's European and US allies are voicing growing concern for freedom of expression and other human rights. But Ankara dismisses their concerns, saying it faces unprecedented terror threats from Kurdish rebels and Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Music fans around the world this weekend are still mourning the loss of the legendary U.S. musician Prince. Medical examiners performed an autopsy of the body of the 57-year-old artist on Thursday, trying to determine why he died. Prince Rogers Nelson was found dead at his home and music studio near the U.S. city of Minneapolis earlier this week. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest.